wants to get into this fight this year in this midterm election, folks. So get excited about that. We're going to be doing a lot of conversations around these issues going forward. Senator Rand Paul is going to be with us on Monday. We're going to have a great chat with him, of course. Perhaps the only person that is more of a nemesis to Fauciism than yours truly. Clay and I will be with you guys on Monday from Florida. Over and out.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Did you know that you can have real gold and silver delivered to your door? Or if you choose, placed directly into your IRA or 401k. That makes it tax-free and penalty-free. That's right, real gold and silver in your hands or into your retirement accounts. So why should you own real gold and silver? Well, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the Oxford Gold Group by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA to request your free precious metals investment guide. Just dial #250 and speak the keywords gold IRA to connect with the Oxford Gold Group today. They'll send you their precious metals investment guide. Call Oxford Gold by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA and get your free investment guide right now.
Jerry and Larry's family auto shop needed a small business loan fast so they could hire more help. Jerry suggested OnDeck.com, but instead Larry called...
Loan Cannon! Launch the cash! Oh, yeah!
Oh, no. Oh, right in the fender!
Stop! Loan Cannon! Why?!
There's a better way to get a fast small business loan. OnDeck, the online lender that makes it easy to apply in minutes and, if approved, get your loan as soon as the same day. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As America's largest online small business lender, OnDeck has funded over $14 billion to businesses like yours so you can borrow with confidence and get your loan fast. Go to OnDeck.com. Your loan is on deck. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member FDIC. Limited eligibility for same-day funding. OnDeck does not lend in every state. All loans subject to lender approval.
Kevin Wall.
Adam Laxalt continues his GOP battle for the Nevada U.S. Senate nomination. What are the issues he's hearing about from across the state? Find out when he joins us on our Friday show.
Noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number NB4265, NMLS64. 4367.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Kim Potter, the former suburban Minneapolis police officer, said she confused her handgun with her taser when she fatally shot young motorist Dante Wright, was sentenced today to 2 years in prison. That drew an angry response from the victim's mother, Katie Wright.
This is the problem with our justice system today. White women tears trumps.
Wow.
Trumps justice. And I thought my white women tears would be good enough because they're true and genuine.
Potter was convicted in December of first and second degree manslaughter and the April 11th killing of Wright, who was black. He was attempting to flee police officers at the time he was accidentally shot. The 2022 midterm election's now 263 days away, and Republicans have a 13-point lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress. We get a closer look at the numbers from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that if the elections for Congress were held today, 50% of likely U.S. voters would vote for the Republican candidate, while 37% would vote for the Democrat. Just 4% will vote for some other candidate, but another 9% are not sure. Republicans have added 4 points to their congressional advantage since January, when they led 48% to 39%. The current 13-point GOP lead matches the November survey, but Democrats are now 1 point lower than they were in November. Bernie Bennett reporting.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said today the world is probably a more dangerous place now than it was during the Cold War.
Any Russian attack or further incursion into Ukraine would not only ignite conflict, it would also violate the bedrock principles of national sovereignty, territorial integrity, and self-determination.
And those words coming today from U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there is no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 800-670-5450 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-670-5450. That's 800-670-5450.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, your gas bill might get a little bigger. Southwest Gas is asking the Public Utilities Commission for a rate increase, which would mean about 46 more cents per month on average for the single-family home's monthly bill. The PUC can approve, decrease, or increase the proposed rate hike. The Venetian and the Palazzo are about to get a couple of new owners as the Nevada Gaming Commission approves the deal to have Apollo Global Management buy the Venetian, Palazzo, and the Venetian Expo from the Las Vegas Sands Corporation. Under the terms of the deal, Apollo is paying more than $1 billion in cash and $1.2 billion in seller financing. Officials say the deal could close as early as next week. Clark County's COVID-19 metrics continue to improve, with the 14-day rolling average down 1.2 percentage points to 15.7. Nevada's two-week positivity rate is at 17.9. That's down 1.2 percentage points. The state health officials say about 56% of Nevadans 5 and older have been vaccinated at this point here in the state.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Not too bad on the area freeways right now. There are exceptions, but moderate flows on the Beltway, 215 east at Gillespie, reduced speeds on Interstate 15 south at Flamingo. But those delays begin around Pecos on Interstate 515 westbound into the Spaghetti Bowl and 515 eastbound at Main Street.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Friday, February 18th. Hard to believe we are rolling right through February, and we'll be headed to March real soon. We got the Daytona 500 coming up on Sunday. We got Major League Baseball. Eventually we'll go to training camp, we hope. You know, spring training, but it hasn't happened yet. We'll talk a little bit about that as we go along. It is Friday, and you know how we are about Fridays. Friday is a special day, the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It's the day we let our hair down. We try and have some fun because it's Friday. Yeah, I absolutely love it. Always good to have Tommy White on, the business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. We've just completed a couple of weeks where we've had some major events coming to our town, all in buildings that were built by Laborers Union Local 872, and it's so much fun. Tommy, how are you doing, sir?
Pretty good, buddy. Pretty good. Happy Friday.
Oh, everybody loves Fridays. And, of course, a holiday Friday. We got President's Day coming up on Monday. Will a bunch of your projects be off on Monday?
Yeah, the majority of them will be closed on Monday.
I want to ask you, you guys worked all through the pandemic, and there were people who at the time said, how come the governor's letting them work? Are they essential? But when you look and you see what these projects, a lot of the projects that you worked on during the pandemic, it was worth it because they got completed on time and on budget.
Yep, man. We were able to go see some football games now because we were able to complete that project. We had a lot of road work yet done. We had a lot of solar plants completed. So we're very grateful that we were able to continue working and keep Las Vegas going.
I want to ask you, we have been unmasked. The question is, should the governor go a step further and eliminate the vaccine mandates? Is it time to do that now, you think?
I don't know if the governor is going to eliminate the vaccine mandates. I think the vaccine mandates are probably going to wind up staying in place. But the vaccine mandates really... it's not too concerning for us at this point right now because we never had a full requirement to get the vaccine. So when our contractors required it, our members were okay with that. But we never put a full requirement in there to go and get vaccinated. And I don't believe in that. We have to force somebody to do it, something that they don't want to do. So.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Logic tells me that eventually they'll have to deal with the vaccine mandates because people, you know, you can only fire so many people and say, we're not going to let you work if you're not vaccinated. Right. We're not going to let you go to Raiders games if you're not vaccinated.
Well, I think you're going to see all that go away, but it's not going to go away because the governor says we're not doing it anymore. It's just going to go away because people are going to start looking at COVID as, there's a price on checking people's vaccine cards. There's a price on people having to stop and pull out their app on their phone. So once everybody starts seeing what that price is and what the cost is of having all the additional staff or having the additional computer work to keep track of it, they're going to give up on it. And COVID's going to turn out to be like a very bad flu.
I want to ask you, because I was driving around the city this past week, and I saw all these major projects that have gone up since I moved here back in 2011. And I keep thinking to myself, there are some major projects that have gone up. We've imploded a bunch of stuff, but then we replace it with something bigger and more spectacular. Do you ever do a ranking of building projects that made a huge difference in our lives that you can point to and say, now that's number one. Have you ever done that?
Well, you know what? I think we talk about it a lot, and I know what my members seem to think. If you was to take a hard look at the projects that Steve Wynn started and Steve Wynn completed, that is what built our city. After his de Bellagio and the Wind and the Encore and the Mirage, I mean, Steve Wynn was the one that started the major resort building in Las Vegas. And so if you was ever to really go back and start looking at some of the major hotels, I would start with any project that Steve Wynn done first. And then after that, you have the Venetian. These are ones on the strip. You have the Venetian, and then but I look forward to doing some of the remodels. I think the Hard Rock's going to be a nice remodel for us. I think we're going to wind up you're going to wind up seeing a remodel done on Circus. You'll wind up seeing a remodel done on Excalibur, and those are in the Tropicana, depending on if the A's are going to buy that and build their stadium there or not, or build their baseball park there or not. But those are the projects that are kind of still sitting from when you look at old Las Vegas.
Let me just ask you, and you touched on it, as far as what lies ahead in 2022 and 23 and even 24, we're going to have a Super Bowl, obviously, then. Can you talk a little bit about some of the projects that are on the drawing board? Are they mostly remodels, or is there anything new?
No, we're going to, well, you got a couple of new casinos. You got the new Stations Casino going up out on Durango. You have what is going to see, probably going to see at least one new hospital, being built. You have a ton of road work. And the one thing that, we're looking at is our state, we're going to probably become the hub of solar power, for the United States. And it's going to be more, I believe, it's going to be more central. Towards the end of Southern Nevada, moving up towards Central Nevada, then into Northern Nevada. And then the ones that we're really looking at is, we're looking into the ballpark. We're looking into, possibly Major League Soccer Stadium. And we're very hopeful on getting the, train done. So, we're going to be pretty busy, moving forward.
Again, Tommy White joining us, business manager, Labor Union Local 872. Of the stuff you mentioned, a lot of it is sports related. Is that where the emphasis has shifted? Not quite as heavily on gaming, but going into sporting events and sports venues. Is that going to be something we're going to see more of?
Oh yeah, you're going to see more and more of the big league sports teams coming to Southern Nevada and we have the hotel space. This is what they look at. We have the hotel space. We have the airport that you can get in and out of. And we're, maybe a 4-hour drive from Los Angeles, right? So four-hour drive from Los Angeles, four-hour drive to Utah, four-hour drive to Arizona. I mean, so, you know, we're a good central area to really bring the rest of Major League sports to this town.
It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. I want to ask you politically, because we are zeroing in on the 2022 midterms, and a lot of people are saying this is going to be a busy few months before the June primaries, both in the gubernatorial races, the Senate races, and a lot of the state Senate and Assembly races. What are the races where your union will be active? Are there some races that you're going to be zeroing in on?
We're going to be active in the city council races. We're going to be active in the county commission races. You're not going to see us out there pushing too much for some of the United States Senate races and the congressional races, because the way we see it is they do what they want when they get to D.C. anyway, so it doesn't matter if it's something that we want here or not. We're focusing more on our own state races, the governor's race, and we need to get the people in there, and it doesn't matter what party you're with. I always say this, Kevin, we don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. You just need to be the right person for the people, and if you can prove that you're the right person for the people, put everything else aside, you'll get elected.
What are the issues you look at? Obviously, jobs is number one, I'm assuming, but beyond jobs, are there any issues that are important to you and your members?
Well, I mean, some of the issues we look at is we don't want to see state-controlled health care. We don't want to see our taxes get increased any more than what it is. We're an independent union. And what we do, we monitor our own health care coverage, we monitor our own pensions, and anything that we have to get increases on are always based on negotiations with the industry. And, and that's always negotiated with our contractors and with our builders. So, we're more focused on just making sure a decent living wage, a job, putting people to work, and freedom.
And when you talk about support, what constitutes support from your union? Is it walking neighborhoods? Is it call banks? Is it financial? What is it that you do for these candidates?
Well, so we leave the financial support on any the government candidates, like the senators and Congress. We leave that up to our international. But when it comes to local candidates, we're either going to have our digital billboards out, we're going to have our walkers out, we're going to have our legislative teams out. We've always seemed to do a pretty good job at getting people elected. So we're going to be working really hard for the ones that we have out there.
Tommy, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you, my friend. You have yourself a wonderful, wonderful weekend and a good President's Day holiday, and we'll talk with you again next Friday.
Yeah, let's have fun watching NASCAR this weekend.
I love it. Daytona! I just love that. Tommy, thank you, man. Tommy White, Business Manager, Labor's Union Local 872. Really good people and hard-working people. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Joey Gilbert. When you elect me as your governor, our children's rights and needs will always come first. I homeschool my 11-year-old daughter, not just because our educational system is broken, but because it has been systematically destroyed. Nevada schools are ranked 51st in the nation. We're ranked below Puerto Rico. And there's a lot more to fix than CRT, though that racially divisive agenda will be out on day one. Rest assured, no one will be masking or testing our children or forcing them to get the Fauci-ouchie. Parents will be in charge of their children's education and all medical decisions. Teachers unions will either step up or we'll decertify them and get them out. We have a huge child trafficking problem. A hotline will be set up and rewards will be issued to citizens who help us put these animals down. When I'm governor, children will see the return of their God-given rights to be kids once more. Nevada can't afford more of the same. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, and together we'll make Nevada the freest state west of Florida. Go to gilbertforgovernor.com to learn more, and may God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Now, listen to Leonard's results.
So when I went to my doctor, I was telling him about your product, Andro 400, and he said that it was okay for me to take it. So I started taking it. I just came back from the doctor yesterday. I'm down to 190 from 236, and he told me to continue to doing what I'm doing.
Outstanding, Leonard, losing 46 pounds. Guys, if achieving results like losing belly fat, gaining energy, and improving testosterone levels are what you're looking for, then get Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want to hook you up with Rick Grinnell, the former acting director of National Intelligence. I was on with Sean Spicer on Newsmax last night, and he sized up the Russian threat in Ukraine. We've got the president going to speak just after 1 o'clock. We'll try and bring you some of that as we go along. And basically, we're on the brink of war with Russia in Ukraine. There have been incursions already. It's not a very pretty picture. But this was Rick Grinnell last night with the folks at Newsmax. This was Sean Spicer and Rick Grinnell.
I kind of wonder if you put your acting director of national intelligence hat back on, is it concerning that our intelligence agency doesn't seem to have a better handle on what's going on in terms of both troop movement and what Putin's going to do right now? Am I off base in wondering why we don't have a better sense of that?
Well, first of all, Sean and Mercy, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. But, Sean, I think that you're right. You're used to reading intelligence and getting briefed, and you know what's happening. But let me just explain very clearly that I'm not sure that our U.S. intelligence analysts have decided what the Russians are going to do. Certainly, we see the facts that there's Russian buildup. But just because there's Russian buildup does not mean that we know or that there is a plan to actually invade. I think that this has just been an emotional push by the Americans. The Ukrainians are not saying that